I thought change it for a diversion. We'll take a look at a hypothetical case. What would an archaeology professor in the year 3500 think of us? As a conclusion from fragments found. This piece, which I'm grateful to Mr. Robert Nathan for, is called Digging the Weans. The inscription on the north wall of the temple at Pound Laundry on the east coast of the Great West continent has finally been deciphered by the team led by Professor Behan Bolle. This work brings a certain assurance of the theory that a people of considerable numbers and power formerly inhabited this salt and desolate land. It is a triumph for those archaeologists who have been working ever since the fortunate discovery of an ivory cross and a string of beads at the northeast, or the northeast tumulus, which is also called the Boston tumulus, along with a rusted iron wheel, which seems to have been designed to run along some kind of track or trolley. These artifacts, as everyone knows, are now in the museum in Kenya. What we have been unable to discover is the fate of these ancient people, that they perished in some sort of upheaval many thousands of years ago, is clear from the inscription itself, which translates as follows. Nor rain, nor hail, nor then there are some hieroglyphics missing, and the inscription ends with the phrase, they're appointed round. However, it must be remembered that the R and the W are easily interchangeable, both in the ancient Hittite and in the Hivite. And Besnet. And Professor Besnet prefers the reading, their pointed wounds. This naturally suggests a catastrophe, possibly an invasion from the east. On the other hand, if, as some believe the phrase should be read, their appointed rounds, the meaning of the full inscription might well be as follows. The north rain, because nor or north are easily, the north rain and the hail and the snow, also from the north, have accomplished their appointed rounds or tasks, and namely have annihilated the inhabitants. I have called these people the Weans because certain archaeological findings incline us to the belief that they call their land the We, or the Us, U.S. Actually, in the southern part of their continent, the word weans. As well as the glyph for we alls. And the word theyans. Pound Laundry is in itself the richest of the diggings. It is believed that at one time this city may have been in fact the capital of we, or at least to have had some political or historic importance. Or Professor Obelgerst Levy translates the first word of the name as washing. The second is obviously some denomination of weight. He seems to prefer the translation of which could be pound or ounce. He prefers washing ton. I, on the other hand, am convinced that Pound Laundry is if anything was washed there. The greatest difficulty in reconstructing the life of the Weems has not been the deciphering of the inscriptions or the scroll, due to the brilliant work of Professors Bollek and Shuey, but the fact that the Weems, unlike the true ancients, used little gold and preferred to build everything of steel or other metal and of some curious substance which Besnef translates as gastric or plastric. As a result, little is left for the archaeologist. Stone was used mainly for monuments, as was bronze. But those which have been uncovered are too heavily encrusted with bird droppings to be. One theory is that the Weems collected guano, but it is not only. We did discover reference to a lost city or congregation which is believed to have been more influential in Ween affairs than Pound Laundry itself. The name of this city was deciphered as Milltown. So far, no trace of it has been found. All that we have been able to learn of Ween manners and customs, we have been obliged to decipher from the copper and silver tablets found in the mounds of Sha'ago or in the eastern cumuli, such as Nyok. Here, in transcription, is the account of a religious occasion translated from scrolls found in the valley. For that he did cause them by rock and roll to give out cries and screams loudly and in the corridors in syncope. In the corridors, Bollek seems to think means the aisles, in the aisles, and syncope, syncopation, but this makes no sense about it. The word roll, or rolls, suggests a feast. Possibly a feast of communion on a grand scale. So far, no one has been able to explain the presence of the word rock. However, it is apparent that the people came together and were seized by an ecstasy of some sort, in which they lost all reason and decorum. So the evidence points to the fact that the Weems were a religious people. There is additional evidence in a silver coin dug up in one of the smaller mounds which carries the inscription, "In God we trust," or "trusted," the translation. It is probable, too, that the Weems worshipped, among others, a sort of horse god, or centaur. Professor Rash points out that the fragment unearthed at Esnita, and known as the Rash fragment, contains the unmistakable glyph for horse and the simple statement, "Schwabs." Or "Schnapps" was first. Yet another glyph found not far from Esnita is that of a bearded god. It too states that Schweppes or Schwabs. In this regard, it is interesting to note that in a fragment unearthed at Olean's and known as the Olean's fragment, the word "Schnapps" is written Coca-Cola, which was the name of an Aztec root deity. A tablet unearthed at York gives us a welcome glimpse into business transactions in wheat. Having borrowed a million, it states in the transcription, I thereby acquired credit to twice that amount. This seems to suggest an economy not unlike our own. One thinks of the motto of our own Treasury Department, to the borrower all. Throughout history, there has never been anything more useful than credit to establish credit. Without a debt, there is nothing. As for the history of these ancient and interesting and almost unknown ancestors of ours, no more is known than of the Romans and later the Britons. They established themselves in the land by killing off the native tribes already there and built their empire by the sword. When the sword rusted, they perished alongside with Egypt, Babylon, and Greece, leaving behind them only these curious mounds, some scrolls, monuments and glyphs, and no music.